Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you hear at the State of the City last night?
Well, what we heard was a lot of positive feedback about what's happened over a number of years. I heard Rich talking a little bit about that before I came on, and he's right. When you look at GM as an example, and you and I have talked about this before, it's some of the groundwork that was laid many years ago that helped put us in the position to keep GM here and to have GM reinvest in a community that was making an excellent car and had excellent workers. We heard about Jackson National Life and the fact that their world headquarters is here. Again, that goes back to a 425 agreement that was done many years ago, and the cooperation that the city has had with Jackson as they have continued to expand. So I think if anything we've learned from this is it does take seeds and it takes some time to see them grow into fruition to make sure that we're getting bang for our buck.
Carol, you and I have had conversations about this. You thought that that $15 million number may be different than what it is. And to hear Kathy Dunbar echo that last night, that seemed to be the biggest news item of the event.
Well, when you look at the fact that we ended up last year having to use $4.6 million of reserves because property tax and income tax didn't come in the way it was projected, you know, leaves us wondering that number and how well other numbers have been projected. So it's going to be quite a balancing act, and I think for the mayor, it's important for him to get some of those things out there and on the table and for discussion long before we get the budget message. The public wants to hear those things, and I think the public is willing to embrace changes, but if it's done in such a short term, March, getting the budget and for council to start working on it in April and it to be passed in May, it's not a very long time at all.
You've mentioned before that Dave Hollister, the former Lansing mayor, was very good in the process of getting the information out there prior to the whole budget being released, and actually work would start much earlier than the budget being released.
Yes, we were fortunate to have Monday meetings with the mayor at that time, Dave Hollister. He would bring in his finance director. I mean, we would sit and talk about things. He would throw ideas out there of some of the things that they were looking at doing in departments, and much like the State of the City address. Council would have received a copy of that before it was given. Sometime it might be just before our council meeting, but at least we'd have an idea of what we'd be hearing so that we would be prepared to comment on the things and be able to, again, look at this as a collective way of governing instead of an I way of governing.
And that currently doesn't happen. You don't get to see the budget until it's released, correct?
Correct.
And correct. How often does the city council meet with the mayor and or his staff?
Well, when we have our committee of a whole meetings that are seen on TV after a council meeting, we have Jerry there. Sometimes we'll see some of the mayor's staff at our, and when I say staff, I'm talking about department heads, at our individual committee meetings that we're having, but we don't have a regular meeting with the mayor. When he started office, we had one of those, and then they were stopped, and we haven't had any since then.
Now, I've heard the mayor say here, and I'm not trying to be the gasoline on the fire, but what I'm trying to understand is I've heard the mayor say that meetings are a waste of time. In your opinion, if you had regular meetings, more meetings with the staff, with the mayor, would that make you more efficient?
Well, I look at the fact, again, as we started this conversation, GM, Jackson National, I mean, those are examples of meetings with the mayor, working out details and being able then to have a united front when we went forward to explain this out in the community, to our neighborhoods, and to understand what it was that the city was looking at. The meeting that the mayor had on the airport, whether there are issues that the city council is going to have to vote on with those. The first I heard about it was when the press started talking, about the press release and that there was going to be a meeting on this. And so, you know, again, I think it helps us as we govern together out there. This is not one person, myself, or council or the mayor. He brings forth initiatives and we have to move those through council, and it makes it easier if we are talking with each other.
How much is in the rainy day fund?
We have about $5.6 million in the rainy day fund now and about $150,000 in the general fund reserve is what we're looking at. It was about $12.6 million when the mayor came into office.
So, if we have those monies, and then you subtract those from the $15 to $20 million budget deficit, and things have been cut to the bone as it is, how in the world is the budget going to be balanced?
Well, that's the $64,000 question, or maybe better, the $6 million question. And those are things that I know that unions have some ideas and things that they're looking at and talking about. I know that we're supposed to be seeing some savings from the consolidation of a garage project that we're working on. But again, it's making sure that we look at these things together and come up with services for our community. And I think that's another important thing, is to find out what those services are that the public expects and what they're willing to pay for.
All right, Carol, obviously this is a story that we look forward to following. As always, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.